Sorry, can you tell me what story we're reading? Keeping anyone understands that. Chuggington. And the story.
Chuggington's. We did this Chuggington episode because no one has done any Chuggington stories. So we did this so people can copy us.
And it's called Zeffy Zoom Around.
Yes.
One morning, Brewster and Zeffy were going to the farm.
If you don't have a Chuggington book, like I normally do, make it up.
One morning, Brewster and Zeffy were going to the farm. A new lad needed some special food. Yippee, Zeffy yelled, jumping up and spinning around with excitement.
I think I already read this one.
After a while, Brewster started to get annoyed
with Zeffy. I think I already read this one.
Yeah?
Let's choose another one.
You want to choose a different one? All right, let's go to the next one. Hodge and the Magnets.
Yep. I said two.
We'll see how long this takes us. One morning, Chuggington was running very slowly. Part of the yellow line was broken and it was causing no end of problems. Dunbar told the trainees to make themselves useful around the depot. We can do that, cried Wilson. Hodge and Callie got ready to mend the track. You'll need the magnet to pick up the track, Callie said. Just have to get Eddie, replied Hodge, and they set off to collect him. They couldn't find Eddie anywhere. Hodge went to the repair shed and waited as Emery pulled up, but only Laurie got off. Oh, rivets, he must be running late again, said Hodge. Just then, Wilson appeared and asked what the problem was. Hodge explained that he was waiting for Eddie, who had to guide the magnets. I can help you, Wilson cried. Come on, let's ride the rails, he said, and they raced away. It's mad today, isn't it, Morgan, said Zeffy, as they watched the trains leave. Poor V's got her work cut out, Morgan replied. Morgan told V that Eddie had gone to repair the track, not realising Eddie wasn't with Hodge or Wilson. When Wilson and Hodge found the broken track, Hodge was nervous. He wished Eddie was there. I'm relying on you, Wilson, because I can't see, Hodge said as he got into place to pick the track up. Just then, a butterfly appeared. Wilson, Hodge shouted, worried he wasn't paying attention. Sorry, I'm ready, Wilson called. Wilson! Wilson tried hard to direct Hodge and the magnet, but it was really difficult and the magnet kept missing the rails. Up a bit, Hodge, down a teensy little bit, back a bit, Wilson said. Oh, Wilson, you need to be clear, Hodge said. Wilson moved closer, but suddenly, with a loud clunk, the magnet leapt into his face. Hodge tried to yank it away, but instead he pulled Wilson off the track. Oh, I should never have let you talk me into this, he yelped. After a lot of pulling, Hodge finally managed to get the magnet off Wilson's face by turning it off. I can't fix the track. Let's just go back, he said. You can do it, Hodge, said Wilson. Let's try again.
I recorded this. I can't remember recording this. I can do you!
So, Hodge swung the crane around again. It was going well until the magnet caught the wrong track and moved it out of place. You just need to turn the magnet off when you don't need it, Wilson said. I know you can do it.
Yes, I can! Maybe see someone in my room.
Moments later, the track was back in place. Perfecto, Wilson cried with excitement. Eddie appeared just in time to see the chuggers Perfecto! Finishing their work. Well Rory done, Hodge. Says, you saved the day, he said.
There's no one called Rory in here.
That's the end of the story.
Let's do another one.
We're going to do the next one called Puffer Pete's Big Party. One morning, the chuggers gathered around V to hear some important news. Tomorrow is the anniversary of old Puffer Pete's first day in Chuggington, 150 years ago, she said. The mayor would like us to put on a big show to celebrate, but first we have to distract Pete so it'll be a surprise. V asked Pete to go on several jobs as he would be away all day. Rattling rivets, Pete said. Can anyone come to help? Can't stop, Brewster puffed by. I'm in a rush, Coco called. I'm busier than a busy bee, Wilson panted past. As soon as Pete puffed away through the tunnel, Dunbar told Wilson, Coco and Brewster that they were to be the stars of Pete's big show. Train-tastic, shouted Coco. We're gonna be stars, gasped Wilson. At the training yard, the trainees practiced their moves for the show. It was hard work keeping their wheels together. Coco, you're going too fast, grumbled Wilson. I'm not your slow coach, Coco shouted back as Brewster took the wrong track. Suddenly, Brewster and Wilson crashed into each other with a loud clunk. Honking horns, look where you're going, will you? Brewster said crossly. You should watch out, Wilson snapped back. Dunbar sighed. He didn't think his engine could take much more of this. Screech, clunk. Oh, bumpers, Wilson said as he made another mistake. We might have to cancel the show, Dunbar told Olwen, who was watching them practice. Oh no, Coco cried. We can't let everyone down. So the trainees sneaked out in the middle of the night to practice their moves. We need to roll together, Coco said. Let's count out loud. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. 3, 2, 3, 4. 4, 2, 3, 4. Brewster and Wilson joined in. We're doing it. Go, trainees, go, Coco said excitedly. 1, 2, 3, 4. In the morning, V called Pete to the training yard. Surprise, the waiting chugger shouted.
Surprise! I can do it in the camera. Surprise!
Lucas, don't do that. Pete, 150 years ago today, your wheels first rode the rails in Chugginson, so we want to thank you with a big show. Rattling rivets, Pete said happily as Wilson, Coco and Brewster rolled into place. The kindest chugger you could ever meet is our great friend, Old Puffer Pete.
Choo-choo.
We're trainees and he teaches us a lot.
Choo-choo.
Puffing and puffing,
choo-choo.
Giving everything he's got.
Choo-choo.
No matter what we do, he never blows a gasket. We're here to tell you, Piffa Pete is fantastic. So chuggers, please join us as we say, oh, Papa Pete, happy anniversary.
Any of you been... on a train.
Don't shout so much. They cheered as a flatbed car rolled into view, carrying a surprise to Pete. A curtain dropped and a model of Pete's was revealed. Smashing, Pete cried. Fireworks whizzed and burst overhead. Well done, chuggers, Dunbar said. Everybody cheered. Only another 50 years and we can celebrate my 200th anniversary, Pete said, smiling. Oh, bumpers, we better start practicing, Wilson laughed. Right, those were two Chuggington stories for everyone. I hope you enjoyed them.
Yeah, I hope you copy us so there'll be more.
Say goodnight, everyone.
Yeah.